We're here on location, Coastside Edition. It is Saturday, October 18th, 2025, and it is a big day here on the Coastside. Sunny and beautiful, and it is, of course, as every local and most in the Bay Area know, it's Pumpkin Festival weekend here on the Coastside. So we're here at the parade, and you can hear in the background, we have the Half Moon Bay High School awesome band, and all kinds of sports teams and fire trucks and Gordy passing by, so much food and just so many pumpkins, arts and crafts. It's a really great place to be, and it's fun to be here, I think, in community for everybody, which is fantastic. Also, this afternoon, we'll be coming to you shortly from the No Kings protest on the Coastside. Also really oriented towards our community and building that sense of togetherness as we move forward in our ever crazy, ever changing world. All right, and we're here now. We moved north from the Pumpkin Festival down on Main Street. We are in the Casa del Mar area of Half Moon Bay at this location of our Coastside protest, No Kings, this weekend. No Kings number two.
And I'm number two.
Here today with Liz. Thank you, Liz.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
There's about 30 of us here, you think, in this group?
Yep, and I'm getting the numbers in from elsewhere on the Coastside. We have 150, 50, 100. Great. So I think all in all, we're probably looking at several hundred people.
That's great.
On the Coastside coming out, which is pretty amazing despite Pumpkin Festival.
Pumpkin Festival,
yeah.
Exactly.
So what, you could be at Pumpkin Festival right now, eating pie, doing crazy stuff at Pumpkin Festival. What brings you here?
It's important to me that we represent our democracy and our country. I've never seen anything like this in my 71 years, and we need to speak out, and we're doing it peacefully, and people are honking at us and waving at us and smiling at us and supporting us.
It's been pretty amazing, I have to say. I was a little nervous just because of the political climate these days, what the reaction would be. But despite the fact that most of the people in front of us in their cars are sitting in some kind of traffic going north away from the festival or south towards it, like, people are beeping at us and smiling at us and waving.
They are, and I was curious if it was people that were from out of town, if we would get the same response we've gotten from
same
our co-starters.
Same here.
We're getting a great response. I think we're getting a great response.
We're getting a great response.
And we have a squid.
And we have a squid. We have a giant squid. Look for the pictures. Somehow we'll
post. And we have a Dalmatian.
We have a Dalmatian. Let's check out what some of these, what does your sign say, first of all?
My sign says, make some noise for America.
Make some noise. We are doing
that. And my other sign says, my America is no bullying, no hate, no lying, and no racism, and no regime.
And no regime. I don't think that's a lot to ask for. Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. We see a lot of no kings since 1776. I see a fairies against fascism, which I love because I think that's very inclusive.
No kings, no bullies.
Yep. No kings, no bullies.
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
See what your sign
We're reading
says.
All the signs. Oh, no kings. Classic. Classic yellow. No kings.
No kings.
Yes, on Proposition 50.
Since 1776.
Yep. But we have a giant.
And the bike just went by with this resist sign.
Yes. This is such an amazing.
It feels
event.
Like we're doing something
it
instead
does.
Of sitting at home and being so frustrated and concerned. We're out here doing something
we're
positive
out here doing something.
And getting support from people for doing.
Yeah,
it,
so. I love all the neighbors we've met too. Right, like it's.
It is
people coming out from their own neighborhoods, meeting each other, seeing each other, having some kind of sense of. We are in this together
we
right
are
now,
in it and together,
and we can do this.
We can.
We just gotta work towards it, keep it up. It's a little bit unbelievable in many ways, but
it is.
We're going.
We won't stop.
We
we're
won't
not
stop.
Give up. That's
we won't
what
stop.
Terry's other sign says is we will not stop.
We will not stop. Absolutely.
We're not going to. And thank you for organizing.
Thank you. My pleasure. And thank you. I'm so grateful for everyone that's come out.
Yep.
Thanks, Liz.
You're welcome.
First of all, I think we can all agree, whenever it happens to be that you're listening to this episode, it's been quite a week, so let's just start with a collective deep breath. Okay, got that done. Here we are now, in our 12th and final episode of our first season of A New and Exciting Experiment, a podcast series designed to inform and inspire a community to build the connections, see the abundance, and make the investments we need to get to a better place. We've walked and talked with some amazing folks in a small town called Half Moon Bay in Northern California. Through this, we've delved into the role of equity in education, stewardship of our natural environment, what it's like to be an immigrant in today's political climate, how our food is grown, how the arts empower us to drive change, the role of people power in good government, and what it takes to be a great leader, and more. And you've just now heard clips from the largest peaceful protest in American history and the largest annual event in this small town, an art and pumpkin festival that brings together local nonprofits for one of their biggest fundraisers of the year, while delighting locals and beyond through all things pumpkin, from pie eating and costume contests to a parade featuring world record-breaking giant pumpkins. This year's weighed over 2,300 pounds. The most fundamental question to any media or communications venture is what we cover, why, and how. I'm excited for the foundation we've laid with this first simple podcast. Opportunities to grow are limitless and include expanding our formats, our distribution, and our topics, to name just a few. Take a moment now to follow Bright Now Media on Instagram and Facebook, and this podcast, On Location Coastside Edition, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to stay in touch. There's more to come, and I, for one, look forward to our journey together. On Location Coastside Edition with Sophia Lane is produced by Bright Now Media. Stay tuned for our next episode coming soon, and thanks for listening.